the same is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum. This is today's special. We're going to speak about the movement of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to listen to this episode of today's special. Accept our condolences on martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him.
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Today, Sunday, is the 2nd of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 9th of Murdad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 31st of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For this episode of today's special, we choose chapter Maryam verses 1 to 3 to listen to, please.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
كافها يا عين صاد.
كاف ها يا عين صاد.
ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا.
This is a mention of the mercy of your Lord to his servant Zechariah.
إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا.
When he called to his Lord a private supplication.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
Some Islamic traditions state that these abbreviated letters indicate the event of the uprising of Imam al-Hussein in Karbala as follows. Kaf refers to Karbala. Ha refers to Halak, that means the slaughter of the Prophet's progeny. Ya refers to Yazid. Ain refers to the subject of Atesh, that means thirst. And Saad refers to sabr, that means the patience and steadfastness of Imam al-Hussein and his self-sacrificing supporters. It should be noted, of course, that the verses of the Quran have the capacity to have different meanings, but despite the variety of meanings, they do not conflict with each other.
On the month of Muharram, and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein.
In this episode, we're going to speak about the movement of Imam al-Hussein. The movement of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was a method for dealing with one's own soul and with others, for he wanted to teach us a lesson about servitude at every stage of his blessed movement. We see him depart from the safety of the divine Kaaba when he saw that it would please his Lord. We see him exposing his family to capture when he saw that his Lord willed for them to be captured. He exposed himself to the greatest forms of insult and torture when he saw that his Lord willed for him to be killed. His sister, Lady Zainab, summarized all of these lessons when she confronted the oppressor of her era, saying, "I didn't see anything, but it was beautiful. God willed for this group of people to be killed, so they came out to be killed. And God will gather you and them together to be judged. So wait and see who will be victorious on that day." سید عباس رضویان.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیک یا ابا عبدالله. I send my deep condolences to you, dear brothers and sisters, for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions and his family. It is the month of Muharram. It is a time for us to connect with Imam Hussein, to think about his martyrdom, to think about what happened in Karbala, and for us to benefit and reap the benefits and imply these lessons that we learn from Karbala in our own lives. We talked about the benefits of Ziyarat Ashura. It is one of the great gifts from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam to us. When we look at Ziyarat Ashura, one of the lines in the Ziyarat we read, "Ya Aba Abdullah," we address Imam Hussein and say, "Laqad alumat al-raziyya." Imam Hussein, surely the tribulation is great. What you suffered on the day of Ashura, what happened in Karbala was truly great. It was a true great calamity that happened upon you. It was true bala. "Wajallat wa alumat al-musibatu bik alayna wa ala jamiya ahl al-islam." In substantial, great is your tragedy for us and for all the people of Islam. Meaning that the bala of Imam Hussein is not only for him, that it is also great for us. This tragedy is a tragedy that we share. وَجَلَّتْ وَعَظُمَتْ مُصِيبَتُكْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ عَلَى جَمِيعَ أَهْلِ السَّمَاوَاتِ. In substantial, great is your tragedy in the heavens upon the dwellers of the heavens. Therefore, the tragedy of Karbala is not only for Imam Hussein, it is for us. And it is also for the dwellers of heaven. They understand more what Imam Hussein alayhi salam went through. When we think about bala and calamity, we realize that the calamity of Imam Hussein is in such a way that we cannot truly grasp what Imam Hussein went through. Only Imam Mahdi, living right now, only the prophets, only their successors can truly see what happened to Imam Hussein.
Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein.
Lessons of Muharram.
Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Ya Hussein.
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Imam al-Hussein never accepts humiliation. Although it has been painted that it was Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, and his family who were the ones humiliated in the Battle of Karbala and its aftermath, the honor will always rest with the Imam, peace be upon him, and not Yazid. Imam al-Hussein could have easily given allegiance to Yazid in Medina, but this would bring humiliation in that the essence of Islam would be destroyed in front of him by Yazid. Imam Hussein's refusal to pledge allegiance to a tyrant is an important lesson for those who stay silent in front of the oppressors, in that dying is more honorable than to live with humiliation. Something Abu Abdullah himself mentioned in a speech. It's very interesting that in the month of Muharram, we learn a bit about the idea and the viewpoints of Imam al-Hussein's, peace be upon him. And the best way is learning about his words. In one speech, which Imam al-Hussein delivered about the abandonment of the practice of ordering others to do good and forbidding them from doing wrong, and about the uprising of the oppressors and oppressive rulers, he spoke at length about the deprivation of the oppressed and about the departure from the truth. In the process, near the end of that speech, he issued this reminder. Listen, O Lord, you know that what has taken place in terms of an upsurge and movement to commanding the right, forbidding the wrong, aiding the oppressed and oppressing the oppressor, has not been done out of greed and craving for power of position on our part, nor was it undertaken for self-aggrandizement or to achieve wealth and riches. Rather, we have done this so that we might see the signs of your religion and make manifest a restoration in your towns, and so that you oppressed worshippers might live in safety, security, and so that your rules, laws, and the way of life that you commanded should be enacted.
For us to understand the bala of Karbala, we first need to understand the position that the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt had. In some of the traditions we have, when he addresses Imam Ali, when he addresses Sayyidah Fatima, when the Holy Prophet is addressed, that if it wasn't for them, Allah wouldn't have created the creation. They are the purpose of creation. So we need to understand that they have a huge significance for the rest of the creation to exist. When we think about the maqam and the position of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, we can give an example. It is like a person or a company that comes to mine diamonds. When they mine a diamond, they need to excavate an entire huge area, maybe acres of land, and they need to dig up and set up intense and huge facilities to be able to excavate diamonds. And some of these diamonds that come out are worth, or priceless, worth as much as, say, many treasures of the world are. So when we think about the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, we think of them as diamonds. That Allah wanted to create this universe in the same way, to produce such people, such complete people, like the Prophet and Imam Ali and Sayyidah Fatima, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, that they are true treasures for us. And during this process, say, of excavation, maybe other minerals come out. Maybe other, say, us as normal human beings, we have some worth, but we're not the worth of diamonds. Therefore, for us to understand the greatness of Imam Hussein, we see that Allah wanted to create man and from mankind to produce, and for a group of people that are, their value cannot be measured. And they are the Ahlul Bayt, they are the diamonds of the universe, and they are the purpose of the creation. Therefore, now imagine if a group of people, they give allegiance to Imam Hussein, they write letters to Imam Hussein, but they are the same people, they come and gather around Imam Hussein. And this great Imam, that is the purpose of creation, that now people have gathered to murder him, to abuse him, to oppress him. Imagine what a great calamity this is. The entire purpose that Allah has created us is for the Prophet, it's for the Ahlul Bayt, and people are gathering around to attack them. Therefore, this calamity is the worst calamity, because it is a calamity that you're fighting against God, you're fighting against God's will, the purpose of creation.
Condolences to all Muslims all around the world on the month of Muharram, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was martyred in the land of Karbala. Dear friend, inshallah, we continue our discussion on the next episode of today's special. Until then, wassalamu alaikum. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.